Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I think my favorite game of this week, opening season, is Green Bay and Philadelphia. Partly because I coached at both of these places. Got fond memories of Green Bay and Philadelphia. The Eagle fans, they taught me about mental toughness. One day I was driving home after we lost to Tampa Bay. I was offensive coordinator at the Walt Whitman Bridge. And a guy said, Hey, Gruden, roll your window down. Hey, Gruden. I rolled my window down. He goes, you suck. Woo! That's a tough crowd, man, Philadelphia. They got to create some turnovers and make it happen on defense to win this game. But I do like this matchup a lot, and I'm leaning with the Eagles.
Grudog, welcome back.
Hey, he's been gone for a while.
He's back now.
They tried to cancel John Gruden.
Yeah, he's back on YouTube.
They tried to kill. They got him.
Well, the NFL did cancel him.
He's coming back.
But he's back. Welcome back.
It's good to hear his voice, though, man.
Yeah, I love that story, too.
Hey, Jay,
roll your window down, Gruden. You suck.
But he all right. You know what I mean? He all right.
Gruden was here with you the first year?
No, he wasn't here.
Oh, he was gone the year.
Hey, Kyle, cut that out.
You're going to walk that one back? 215-592-9494. All right, that's how you hop in. Gruden picking the Eagles tonight in the game. All right, let's get back to the phones. Confident, nervous, and then we want to let you – we got to make a ruling on something because someone, it seems like, has changed sides here. He used to be on one side of an Eagles rivalry, and it sounds to me like he has flipped to the other side. We got to see if we allow this. Your phone call's coming up. Lots to discuss, and we'll get to the Love Hurts thing as we get to the game tonight. Rob in Delco is up on a game day Friday. What's up, Rob?
Joe here, what's up, boy?
What's up,
Rob?
Listen, let me start off real fast. My hate for Kansas City. Did you watch the game last night? Did you see when Mahomes got pushed out of bounds? Did you see when Mahomes ran out of bounds?
Yes.
And the guy
and Roquan. Was it Roquan? Yeah. I think it was
Roquan. Yeah, Roquan.
That happened a couple times.
Now, what's going to happen to Big Dom? Is that guy's ass going to get suspended or what? He shoved Patrick Queen or wrote out one of those guys on the sideline, just like Big Dom, you know?
The Big Dom of Kansas City is going to be in some trouble.
No, he ain't got that kind of cachet.
Speaking of the game, Rob, before you make your point on tonight, you know what I noticed in the first drive of that game,
Hugh? What you doing?
They kept calling that a legal formation on the Ravens because their tackle, specifically Stanley, was not aligned.
Yeah, and he was jumping off, like he jumped off sides.
I'm telling you, tonight, Lane Johnson and Jordan Mailata better be careful. They do that all the time. They always do that. Like they're like 1 foot back of the guards to try to get the extra angle on the edge rushers. If that's a point of emphasis tonight, they're going to get called for. They need to watch that.
Juwan Taylor's like notoriously bad at that, though. Like, but Lane Johnson's made an art form out of timing the snap perfectly.
Juwan Taylor looks like somebody who just started playing tackle like a couple days ago.
It's remarkable they won the Super Bowl with him. He stinks. I mean, he's not very good at right tackle. All right, go ahead, Rob. What are you feeling?
And second of all, Joe, that guy's foot, I don't even know if it was out of bounds. They get every break. I'm sick of them, okay? No three-peat this year because you're going to find out my prediction at the end. All right, that's why I can't stay in Kansas City. Here you go with the Birds. First of all, run with that fan switch side or whoever it is. Screw them. We don't need them.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I mean, we don't want you. So that's my ruling on that guy, Joe, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Whoever it is. I want to come up to the other side. We don't need you. We don't want you. Now, here's the game, guys. We got probably what? I was doing the numbers in my head. Roughly $500 million invested on the offense between like $200 million wide receivers, $250 million quarterback, expensive running back, expensive tackle.
Oh, yeah. No, you're right. Rod, I haven't done the math on it, but you're probably really close to being spot on there. I mean, it's a lot of money on the offensive side.
Do you sure know what that tells me, Hugh? I just need this defense. Occasionally, you know, they're never going to have to feel consistently on third down, but not as bad as we were last year. Improve on what we were last year. Just be middle of the road. Because I told you guys this before. We're putting a 40,
so
we're putting a 40 burger on our ass tonight. A 40 burger. And I don't want them starting out slow. No excuses anymore. Not with all that money we got invested on that side of the ball. Joe, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear
no excuses for Rob Adelko.
It's a beautiful thing.
It is amazing, though. You're brainwashing Philadelphia one person at a time.
What do you mean?
You got everyone. You got everyone thinking defense doesn't matter around here. Philadelphia.
It's like, I'm telling you, like, it makes sense. It makes perfect sense.
According to you and
yes,
your brain.
And it does, because y'all starting to come around. Y'all just don't want to admit it.
You know what it is? And Rob, we love you, man. We appreciate the call. Tonight, let's say the Eagles are up 27-23. It's like last night, right? The same kind of situation. Mm-hmm. The final drive of the game. Jordan Love has the ball in his hands. Is anyone in Philadelphia going to say, defense a luxury? No, they got to make a stop.
No, they make a stop. But if you make a stop, sometimes you can make a stop by going 1-2-3 punt. Sometimes you make a stop by a pass breakup.
Oh, I agree with you. It doesn't have to be perfect. I'm just saying we can't let them in the end zone to win
you know
the game.
What, man? Listen, that vaunted Kansas City defense.
Don't compare that to the Eagles.
No.
Please.
They gave up 185 yards on the ground yesterday.
I know.
That vaunted defense.
But they're better than the Eagles defense.
That vaunted defense. Not when you, Joe, when you give up 185 yards on the ground, and how many in air? 273 in air?
Here, do you realize how the Chiefs won the Super Bowl last year?
No, their offense sucked. No, you know how they won the Super Bowl last year? Because Patrick Mahomes made a clutch play in the fourth quarter.
Patrick Mahomes
like
played like the luxury.
But they also held the 49ers to like, how many points? 13 for the first four quarters or whatever
clutch
it was?
Plays. Like, I don't need them to be. They just need to be good for a couple plays out there. I only need about 6-7 plays. That's it.
I love how you're telling us we're coming around.
Y'all coming around? Y'all coming around? I feel it. Like, dude, you don't know. When I leave here, like, during the day knowing that I am changing the narrative one person at a time, makes me feel good. It makes me, like, you know what I've come.
Is this about your self-esteem?
A little bit.
Okay.
This is all feeling very personal today. This is all about you.
I've come full circle as a person who's become a football player, who's become an analyst. I feel so much better that now I consider myself in the ranks of, like, the Stephen A. Smiths and people like that, that my weight, my word carries so much weight now. That's where I'm starting. That's the realm that I'm starting to be in, dog.
You know, well, I'll say this: when people start to come around on something you're preaching, a twinge does feel good. You remind me right now of when I remember this specifically. I used to get messages from this one listener all the time saying that all I am is a Carson Wentz hater and you're being unfair. And then one day after a game, I got a message, the same guy saying, you know, maybe you're right on this.
Don't it make you feel good?
It does make you feel better, but
You go from being an idiot.
But you're wrong on this.
You go from being an idiot to somebody in the car right now. You know what? That damn Hugh Douglas. He might be on to something.
Until tonight, when they have to make a stop late. They better make a stop, otherwise you're in big trouble.
Yeah, come Saturday morning.
You're in big trouble.
It might be a whole different conversation that I'm having.
Yeah. By the way, we're on tomorrow as well. 8 a.m. tomorrow with Howard breaking down the game. All right, speaking of in big trouble and people yelling about things, this might cause a little, reaction here, maybe in a different part of the country. So let's just play this first, and then you probably will know whose voice this is. If you don't, we'll tell you and react to it. But, you know, this is the time of the year and time of day for some Eagles chants. Let's hear one of the strongest we've heard in a while here.
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagle, Eagle, Eagle!
That's what I'm talking about. I can't even do it right.
Well, because he's probably not used to doing it. Do you know who that was?
Oh, of course.
That was the playmaker.
Mike Irvin.
That was Michael Irvin. Has he officially switched sides of this rivalry? Is he an Eagle now? Eagle guy now?
It was surprising to hear. You know what? When I saw this, I didn't, because of AI and all this other stuff that they have out there now, I was like, man, like you got to vet a lot of this stuff now, man. I don't never want to be the first guy that sees something like that and tries to break a story, because there's so many fake news outlets and AI and stuff going on. So
AI,
I just kind of let it go.
Could be dangerous as we're in an election year. Let's just pretend for a second it was AI. Is that really that dangerous? I think it's funny.
No, but it's like people do AI with
chanting
everything.
The Eagles chant is just funny.
You know what I noticed about it upon playing it again? I think he tripped himself up. Like the L was a little bit delayed.
Oh, let's hear it again.
Okay.
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagle.
Yeah, remember how to spell it real quick.
Or maybe in the middle of it, he was having second thoughts considering who he is. Like, is he really going through with this? And he went all the way through.
I think he was thinking through the spelling. We've had issues with that in the past.
I'm glad we brought this up. Do you know why? Because tonight, pregame show starts at 6. We're doing something new on the pregame show this year. I don't even know if Kyle knows about this, Hugh. Tonight and every game starting tonight. Now, obviously, tonight is a home game. There'll be some, I think about 10 or 15,000 tonight. But we're going to have someone from the crowd watching the pregame with us come up and do an Eagles chant at the end of the first hour of the of the show.
So we got to get Sammy.
Oh, if Sammy's at a game, he gets right or first refusal to hop up there and do an Eagles chant. I will personally invite Sammy up to the stage with us to do an Eagles chant. Do we have Sammy? I got to hear this.
Up here. All right, here we go.
Give me an Eagles chant, Sammy.
Hey! Hey!
It's the gold standard of Eagles chants, as far as I'm concerned. So are we okay with Michael Irvin doing an Eagles chant?
You know what? He's been cracking me up lately, I got to say.
I like the playmaker, man. I tell you what. Like Michael Irvin, even though he's a Dallas Cowboy, he's always been a stand-up guy. I mean, even though I hated him when he played, always been a stand-up guy, man. So, yeah.
It also shows how down bad the Cowboys are. That he's doing
down bad is crazy to hear.
So, I also think that he tripped himself up because he sort of, like, combined the Eagles chant with the Jets chant. Like, at the end, he goes, Eagles, Eagles, Eagles.
Oh, yeah, he did.
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagle! It was almost like a nervous tick tack. Like he got jammed up a little bit.
Why don't we give him some grace? He's new to this whole thing.
Yeah, sure. Okay. Like, it's his first time.
Now, by next week, he's got to have this down.
He has to.
All right, let's go back to the phones. Pete in Boyertown. What's up, Pete?
Hey, guys. How you guys doing?
Good, Pete. What's up, buddy?
Hey, I think I agree with you, man. I think the push this year is going to be dead. I mean, the other teams had to have worked on it in the offseason, and they're going to have their own version.
Well, that is true. I mean, the other teams will have, but they've been doing it now for a couple years, Pete, without an answer. So we'll see. I mean, I still haven't seen a team stop it. It's just a matter of how often the Eagles use it.
The Tampa Bay stopped it last year.
Yeah,
a couple
well,
times.
Once. Well, what was it?
Then they towed the quarterback head off, didn't they?
Are you afraid to use the touch?
No, I'm not afraid to use it. See, I think, like, I think they're not hearing what I'm saying. I think it's used too much. I want them to be a better offense. I don't want them to be in 3rd-and-1 for the most part.
Be explosive. Avoid
third
downs.
Be more explosive, yeah.
Pete, what do you think about the game? You excited? Nervous? What are you feeling? Confident?
I'm nervous, man. I don't think they traveled well, and I still think they have a little concerns with issues from last year. You know, a lot of them games, they were handed to them last year, so.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Wait a minute. Pete. Wait a minute. What games were handed to the Eagles? What team came into the Vet or the Eagles went out to them and they said, here, you know what? We're not playing today. Go ahead and take this game.
Patriots kind of handed them week one.
No, they didn't.
Yeah.
No, don't even try it. Patriots,
they handed them
they
week
almost
one.
Lost the game. You sat here a couple times.
They didn't dominate one game in those first 10 games.
I know.
So okay, dominating, not dominating, and handing somebody a game are two different.
A lot of mistakes on the other teams gave them the win.
Handing somebody a game and dominating the game are two different things.
Pete's so not crazy.
What do you mean he's not crazy?
Well,
that's the definition of crazy.
No, that's why
who handed the Eagles a game last year?
The commander, Ron Rivera, handed the Eagles the game here in Philadelphia.
Okay, maybe that.
Well, hold on.
With the defense.
Sometimes the team that wins is the one that just makes fewer mistakes. I think we go a little bit too far with the handed them the game thing.
Come on, man.
Yeah, the team that makes fewer mistakes.
I can't believe you agree with that.
They're doing enough to win.
But that's why I was saying they weren't good last year, 10-1. They weren't as good as their record.
You threw the Patriots out there, though. So that
well, I mean, they did. They stepped out of bounds in the play. They could have kept the ball. I'm just saying this. 2 years ago, the Eagles weren't handing anything. They just smacked teams for three quarters, and then they rested their starters in the fourth quarter. Last year, they played well at times, but also they had things handed to them. 215-592-9494. More phone calls coming up. Confident or nervous for tonight? And one reason to be confident may be your faith in the quarterback. Which team has the advantage tonight? We'll discuss the next Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WI.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I
feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.